WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, lovebirds. Welcome back to Relationship Goals, your daily dose of affirmation and inspiration for building a truly amazing partnership. I'm Sienna Cruz, your resident relationship guru, here to help you navigate the beautiful chaos that comes with loving someone fiercely. Today, we're diving into something super important: creating a supportive and encouraging environment in your relationship. Ever feel like one of you is constantly putting the other down? Or maybe you find yourself holding back from sharing your dreams and aspirations because you fear criticism. It happens to the best of us. But guess what? We can change that. A supportive and encouraging environment is the bedrock of a truly thriving relationship, folks. It's where love flourishes, confidence blooms, and growth becomes a beautiful adventure we take together. So, how do we build this magical space? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that will have your relationship feeling like a cozy haven in no time. 1. Practice active listening. You know those moments when you feel truly heard and understood? That's the magic of active listening. It's about tuning into your partner's words, body language, and emotions, not just waiting for your turn to speak. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and really engage with what they're saying. Ask clarifying questions, summarize their feelings, and let them know you're fully present in that moment. 2. Celebrate each other's wins. Big or small, every victory deserves a celebration. Did your partner ace that presentation? Land a new job? Finally, conquer that fear of public speaking. Let them know how proud you are. Show them with genuine praise, excitement, and maybe even a little celebratory dance. 3. Offer constructive feedback, not criticism. This is a game changer, guys. Instead of pointing at flaws, focus on offering helpful suggestions for growth. Remember the golden rule. Be kind, specific, and solution-oriented. Instead of saying you always forget to do the dishes, try something like, "I noticed the dishes piled up yesterday." Maybe we could create a system where we take turns doing them. 4. Embrace vulnerability. Let's be real, vulnerability is scary. But it's also the key to building deep intimacy and trust in your relationship. Share your fears, dreams, and insecurities with each other, creating a safe space for open and honest communication. Remember, being vulnerable doesn't mean weakness, it takes courage. 5. Practice forgiveness. We all mess up sometimes, right? Holding on to grudges only creates negativity and resentment. Learn to forgive each other, let go of the past, and move forward together with love and understanding. Imagine this. You're sharing your dreams with your partner, and instead of doubt or criticism, they beam with encouragement and excitement. You know that no matter what life throws your way, you have a supportive teammate by your side. That, my friends, is the power of creating a loving and encouraging environment in your relationship. Now, let me share a real-life example to illustrate this point. A couple I know, Sarah and Mark, used to constantly criticize each other's hobbies. Sarah felt judged for her love of painting, while Mark felt like his passion for gaming was dismissed. One day, they decided to implement the active listening rule. Sarah actively listened to Mark's enthusiasm about a new game he was playing, even though it wasn't her cup of tea. She asked him questions, celebrated his wins, and genuinely tried to understand his perspective. Mark reciprocated by showing interest in Sarah's art, asking thoughtful questions about her process, and admiring her talent. As a result, they created a space where each other felt supported and understood. Their criticisms transformed into constructive feedback, their hobbies became shared experiences, and their relationship blossomed. See how powerful that shift can be? Creating a supportive and encouraging environment takes conscious effort, but the rewards are immeasurable. Remember, you deserve to feel seen, heard, and celebrated in your relationship. So, let's make it happen. Want more love-filled insights? Share this episode with your partner, leave us a review, and join the conversation on social media. Until tomorrow, keep shining bright and spreading love.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.